Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Hello there. We're in for a real treat today because you hear me talk about things that are on the cutting edge of ophthalmology and medicine, one of which is stem cells. And I have a friend who is a gentleman who had a very bad situation and is using stem cells to see if he can actually improve it. And Chris Panaro is an attorney at J.P. Morgan and a person with international experience and obviously has a wider range of viewpoints than many of the treating physicians. So I'm going to let him tell you himself a little bit about his course and what he is doing. Hi, Chris. Thanks for being with us today.
Of course. Hi, Dr. Abel.
So tell us a little bit about your situation and the course that you've chosen, and perhaps the choices were yours much more than your physician's.
Okay. Well, about last summer, I was hospitalized for some bacterial infection, which they still have never identified. The infection went septic, and it actually went into my eye, my left eye, ripping down the retina completely. I went under surgery at Manhattan Eye and Ear last June. The retina was reattached. The bacterial remains and the inflammation from the original attack was found and removed. It was a vitrectomy, silicone oil, a full lensectomy, so it really was a reconstruction of my eye. The prognosis from the original doctors was terrible. It was get used to basically being blind. They said the best I was going to do was possibly see flashing lights and waving hands. They told me that before the surgery. Within 2 weeks, vision started to come back at such an alarming rate, they actually asked me if I was cheating and if I was opening up my right eye while they were covering it to read from the chart. Within probably about 2 months, I reconnected with you. We spoke with Alan. We put myself on some nutritional supplements to get as much healing as possible and basically just go over what the medical establishment was putting me at. Every time I improved, they basically put a block in front of me. So, for instance, it went from seeing nothing to seeing flashing lights to seeing waving hands. Then when I was able to read a little bit of the chart, it began with, the best we can do is 2100. And then when I hit 2100, the best we can do is 2080. And then when I hit 2080, they pretty much said, you're never going to get better than that ever. So I really began to look at other options. And I've worked and lived throughout Latin America almost for the past 20 years. So I'm not completely ingrained that those in the United States are the best in the business. Around November, I began to investigate stem cells as an option with the eye. And I did a fair amount of reading on this all via myself. The major surgeon, who's from Germany, actually, always said, if there's ever going to be any hope in you getting better, it's going to be in stem cells. But it's going to be in Europe, since the United States is decades behind. So I always knew that there possibly was a better way of having a better outcome for my sight and my life. When I found Dr. Jeffrey Weiss, who's running the SCOTS program, which is the largest stem cell study in the world and is conveniently in Florida, it took away from the fear of going to China or going to a third jurisdiction where not only is the quality iffy, but there would be another issue, whether it's infection or a hospital that doesn't exactly know what they're doing, just another issue of not being treated by a retinal specialist in the United States. And I spoke with Dr. Levy in November. At the time, I just had silicone oil removed from my eye, which they said would never happen because the retina would detach again. That, of course, came off uneventful, to their surprise. But they pretty much said, call us in 6 months because we're not going to go back into your eye. It needs to heal, which was absolutely true. So I applied in April. I was accepted. I brought this to three different institutions here in Manhattan, Manhattan Eye and Ear, Beth Israel, which is now owned by Mount Sinai, and Columbia, and they all said, you're out of your mind. I brought the studies. I said, you know, I'm patient 351. This has been done since 2012. This is a retina specialist who trained in Germany. And they all basically not only disparaged it, they went so far as saying, if you go through this procedure, do not come to us with the consequence, meaning you'll lose vision, you may lose your eye entirely. We have no forecast of the ramifications of what it's going to do. Well, on July 12th, I had the procedure with Dr. Jeffrey Weiss, who is a phenomenal physician and an even better person, because he's pretty much sick and tired of all the regulations that is impeding people from getting better who really need this help. For me, I know personally, I walked in there Monday. I was 20/80, had the procedure, which was arm one, meaning stem cells were extracted from my bone marrow, injected around via retrobulbar injection and then subtenon injection. They were not injected into the eye. It was not an intravitreal injection because of the retinal detachment and fear that it could be too much and possibly take the retina back off the wall. So it was around and on the white of my eye, and the remaining stem cells were returned intravenously. And there was a few days of swelling. You have to stay down there for the whole week. When I left on Friday, I was 20/40. So there was a definite jump. I was told the full effects will be a year. They don't know why. Some effects come quicker, some effects come less. But just the telephone conversation I had with some of the doctors that basically kind of were interested but didn't fully get it, they already said, well, I'm not accepting your 20/40 diagnosis because it could have been done there under their own ways of botching the books or trying to just pad their study. So when you come back to us, then we'll make a determination of what you really are. So the negativity of this practice is pretty much across the board.
Well, the moral of the story is your positivity neutralized that. And all the other doctors brought up the barriers instead of the possibilities and didn't see that the world is doing it. You also found articles where they had amazing successes, so you had confidence in it. And as you said that Dr. Weiss is an outstanding guy, he was willing to have my opinion as a non-retina person because he knew that I would facilitate a positive attitude, right?
That's absolutely correct. Dr. Weiss has done a fantastic job. At this point, I don't think he really needs to find any more positive reinforcement about this study. Senator Reed was one of his patients and has stood up in front of Congress and said, you need to release the locks on stem cell research. I wasn't one of his, quote, not yet at least, but he's brought people back from blindness, and John Hopkins has published this quite recently.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Chris, we're short on time, but you are going to be one of his wonderful people because in all aspects of your improvement, you showed you're a marvelous guy, and I'm delighted to have you on. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, go to my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening.